Hey everybody, it's Lee. I know we're heading into the off season, so we wanted to give a shout out to our title sponsor, NHL Sense Arena, one more time. And again, we have a coupon for $50 off an annual subscription when you use Hockey Never Stops at hockey.sensearena.com. I always like to remind everybody, I've been using this thing for 6 months and I'm just blown away, not just from the VR aspect of it and the virtual reality side of things, but the ability to give different perspectives of the game, whether I'm playing as a goaltender. And I got to admit, it is really hard, but it has really given me a perspective from that point of hockey, which has made me a better coach and a better ice hockey player. Or the skater modes, which help you work on cognitive skills and other things like heads-up play that you don't normally get to work on in a practice or a game. So I implore you to check it out. It helps us out. It helps them out. Support our title sponsor, NHL Sense Arena. Get $50 off an annual subscription when you use Hockey Never Stops at hockey.sensorina.com. Again, that's Hockey Never Stops. That's the code at hockey.sensorina.com. Check it out. And without further ado, enjoy this episode of Our Kids Play Hockey. Hey, what's up, everybody? We're going to do our Kids Play Hockey wrapped up episode today, where we look at the entire year. We got a special gift at the end of the episode that we cannot wait to share with all of you. But some really amazing stats this year that we want to share with you because you're the ones who make this show completely possible. And we want you to know how far the hockey community reaches, because so often the conversations that we have outside of the show are about, you know, hey, listen, is this crazy? Or I feel like I'm crazy, or this world is crazy. And it's so important that you know that this is a shared thing that we do across the world. Some of these stats we share with you of how far reaching our episodes go are going to shock you, but also comfort you and make sure that you understand that the hockey world is crazy, but you're not. And that the fact that we have this show and this community, which you really have built, and we cannot thank you enough for helping us build it, really is a home and a place you can go to feel some comfort, feel some understanding, and to maybe even be crazy with some other people. So this is going to be our Kids Play Hockey wrapped up episode for 2023. It's starting right now. Humbly ask you once again at the end of the year, if you have not also, if you've not done this already, please head to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, give us a 5-star review, rate us and leave a comment. Let everybody know how well we're doing, because that really helps us grow the show. And lets us know that we're doing a good job. So we appreciate all of you. We appreciate you taking the time to listen to this somewhat short episode about our stats from 2023 as we head into 2024 with, again, a special surprise at the end. Here we go. Hello, hockey friends and families around the world, and welcome to another edition of Our Kids Play Hockey. It's Lee Elias with Mike Benelli, and I love the situation I'm in. Mike has no idea what the topic is today. In fact, our producer doesn't even know. I am the only one that knows the topic today. Mike, we're recording this in mid-December 2023, and I have printed out some information here because today, Mike, is our annual year-in-review podcast of everything that we've done over the last year as a podcast. Now, not to be confused with our end-of-season review when we all look at our seasons and the happiness and hell that took place. This is the end of 2023 review, where we actually end up thanking all of you, the listeners and the viewers, by kind of giving you, excuse me, a hockey, Our Kids Play Hockey wrapped for the end of the year. So Mike, I'm going to share the stats with you to get an honest reaction, because I don't think you don't know a lot of these stats, and they're going to blow your mind. Right? Are you ready?
I'm good to go. Let's
all
go.
Right. So again, in this episode, we're going to be going over where we get listens, where we don't get listens, and then our top 10 episodes from the year. And we'll quickly go over those so you guys can go back and listen to those if you haven't already. So Mike, let's just start with the countries that have listened to us. Now, understandably, the United States is number one, right? We operate in the United States. We coach in the United States. Canada making a huge jump this year to 21% of our audience. In fact, statistically, Chicago has always been our number one city, believe it or not. But this year, coming from way down the list, Toronto joins Chicago as the number one city. The people of Toronto are listening to this show. Canada, hello. It is good to see you. We're happy that we're valuable enough that we have earned your praise as the top hockey podcast.
Well, it's got to be the largest hockey market in Canada, right, Toronto?
It might be the largest hockey market, period.
There's probably 10 hockey markets in Canada bigger than anywhere else, but Toronto is the biggest of the biggest.
Yeah. Now, and look, just going down the list, and this is in order, It says here number one is Toronto. So Toronto edges out Chicago, then
Awesome.
Minneapolis, Minnesota, New York, Calgary. Hello out there in Western Canada. Edmonton. Hello out there in Western Canada. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and then Brampton, Ontario, and then followed by Pittsburgh and Montreal. Now, this is the cool stat, Mike, is that those are the top cities. We have over 5,000 cities listed as people who listen to this show, and Toronto and Chicago only amass 4% of our audience. So while they're at the top, it's a very small percentage of the overall audience. That's how large our audience is and how widespread our audience is. Right. So even the top two cities only amassed 2%. Now, here's the next one that goes on. Okay. Countries that have listened. Top five: United States, Canada, United Kingdom,
nice.
Germany, Sweden, Finland. Then it goes to Japan, Norway, Australia, France, and goes down from there. Just to give you an idea, I looked up who are some of the lowest rated countries. Like, who's listening? This is I don't want to call them the bottom five. But these are countries that are listening. We've gotten listens in these countries. Portugal, Nepal, Honduras, North Macedonia, Nigeria, Albania. I like it when Albania is that beauty model. Albania! Some of you know what I'm talking about. Slovenia, Benin. I think I said that right. Turkey listens in all of those countries. That's insanity. Here's another cool stat for you, Mike. Our podcasting host lists six continents. I think that there's not heavy listeners in Antarctica. All right. We have listens on all six continents: North America, South America, Africa, Europe, Asia, and Oceania, which is New Zealand and Australia. And healthy listens too, like not super small. Obviously, North America leads the way. And then Europe is right after that. And a lot of listens in Asia as well. So we're listening. We have listeners all around the world, Mike. It's pretty insane.
Yeah, I love that.
Mike, your reaction to the global side of our audience. Apparently, people play hockey all over the world. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, well, I mean, it just shows the power of, being able to get on and use Spotify or whatever your go-to podcast platform is, right? That you can hopefully, you could find these listens anytime. That's why, that's the reason I love podcasting or and podcasts is you can, it's on demand, right? So listen, we talk about it all the time, your ride to the rink. So if all these people are just driving to the rink,
right,
listen to us, throw us on for the 40 minutes or your 5 minute ride to the rink and get back on there and debate whether you think we're right or wrong or good or bad. But I just love the fact that people are, giving a listen is always a great thing.
Well, Mike, you brought it up about how people listen to the show. I'm looking at the stats here. 52% of our audience listens on Apple Podcasts. And many of you have left those 5-star reviews, which we really do appreciate on there. Another healthy amount of people on Spotify. And then there's one here listed that says unknown Apple apps. So I'm going to guess that's a split between Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And then we have some listeners on Google Podcasts and iHeartRadio. And it's no surprise, 90% of you listen on your mobile device. All right. iPhone and Android being the way to do that. Here's some cool ones, though. We have hundreds of listens, not like one or two. Hundreds of listens via a smart speaker or a smart TV. So now imagine people coming home going, "Hey, Alexa, can you play Our Kids Play Hockey?"
Oh, again, is that what that means?
Flattering. Yeah, it is.
That's
it is
cool.
Very flattering to us.
I'll have to try that.
I don't know. You should try them. You can be added to the stats here.
Can I do a Hey Siri? Just turn on, Hey Siri, turn on Our Kids Play Hockey.
Mike is trying it live right now. Let's see if his Siri responds.
Starting your workout.
Oh, wow. That's kind of what it is. Here, I'll do this. Hey, Siri, play Our Kids Play Hockey. No, my Siri's not listening to me right now. Here we go.
Good.
Play that's Our great. Kids Play Hockey. Let's see if she talks back.
That's good, though. No, I mean, I, but that's pretty cool. But I like, so you're saying smart devices. So that means you're going in and asking for it on demand.
Right. So a smart speaker or a smart TV would mean that you're either navigating it or you've said, "Hey, Alexa, hey, Siri, play Our Kids Play Hockey." That's pretty amazing. And again, thousands of listens when you add them together.
That's cool.
That. So look, with all these stats, we're not bragging. I think what we're trying to say is thank you.
Well, I'm going to brag later. I mean, this is great. I think this
you
is.
Should. We have a global audience. Have all six listed continents listening to this show.
I love that.
Which is amazing. So the cool part about that, Mike, is it just shows there's hockey all over the world. All right. All over the world. It doesn't matter where you live. Hockey exists everywhere. And again, before we get into those top 10 episodes, I do want to thank this audience. You have helped us grow a major amount this year. We have been consistently listed, not just in the top 50, but in the top 10 hockey podcasts. That's including all the NHL podcasts, the Spittin' Chicklets podcast, Henrik Lundqvist podcasts. We are on the same top 10 list as them pretty consistently now. So that's an amazing situation to be in when you think about how many fans each NHL team has. And it's all because you trust us out there, and we appreciate that. You've submitted your questions. Mike and I get a lot of emails and comments, obviously on our computers and in person, from people who listen to the show and just want to have a conversation. They don't necessarily want to have their topics on the air. So I think that that's just an amazing place to be in as the hosts of this show. That really just started with the idea with you, me, and Christy of let's just talk about hockey and the culture of hockey, and it's grown a lot. So there you go. Global audience, really amazing stats. You know, Mike, what's another amazing stat is that we have almost this year doubled our total listens in our history. And now what's amazing about that is we've been on the air for almost, I think, 4 years, right? So within 1 year, we've grown that much. We've almost doubled our entire library of listens in a year. That means that the growth chart is a super pun intended hockey stick chart right now. So that's amazing. All right, let's get to the top 10 episodes, because I think that's what people are going to want to know. I did ask our host to give us the breakdown here, kind of all time, but also within the year 2023. So the number one episode, should we start from the bottom and move up, or should we go from the top and move down?
Yeah, no, do the Dave Letterman top 10 list.
Top 10. Okay. Yeah. So number 10 from this year, believe it or not, was episode 134, right? Which we did way back in May. What youth hockey players, coaches, and parents can learn from watching the NHL playoffs. I remember producing that episode because I remember thinking there's a lot you can learn. We had a good time talking on that episode.
Yeah, and learning. I mean, that was like that because that opened a lot of doors for me, saying, wow, you know, I am learning. You know, this is a great way for me to teach the kids I work with. Like there's no more powerful medium for our kids right now, right, than seeing what we're talking about. And, you know, that learning process is so great, especially I think at that time we were thinking back to the NHL playoffs because of the excitement and the energy and the games are, they're just another level, right? I mean, it's just so much other stuff going on.
It's a totally different level.
That makes it so fun to, you know, kind of use as a teaching piece.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so, and again, just so everybody knows, we'll link all these episodes on the episode description for this
one.
But if you haven't heard any of these, and most of you, I'm going to assume, have listened to some of these. But if you haven't or you want to re-listen, you can hear that. So that was episode 134. The next one, which we recorded in May, episode 140, just a few episodes after that, a guidebook to youth sports with Tim Cook. And that was a great one because Tim Cook kind of wrote a guidebook for youth sports. I remember we had him on. He wrote that book. I have all these books around me somewhere. But we did a great job on that episode, really diving into kind of the ethics of coaching. I remember that one. You know, Tim had written that book. He was driven to write it because of his experiences in youth hockey. And again, I guess you guys got a lot of value out of that episode. Moving up, Mike, you'll like this one. Episode 125. This is number 7 on the chart. Top 10 episodes of the year. How to prepare for the next age level. You know where this one spawned from? We had just finished writing When Hockey Stops, Christy and I. It had been published, and I was starting to think about a sequel. And I thought in the sequel that the main character should be moving up to the next age level. So I said, let's do an episode about that. So 9 months ago, we did that, how to prepare for the next age level. And I'm not surprised that's one of our more popular episodes because it's one you might want to reference every single year.
Yeah. And right now, look and say, how you doing?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah.
If you listen to it then and your son or daughter is moving up from 10U to 12U, this is a good time of the year to kind of look at that and say, wow, did I even you know, consider any of those recommendations and which ones worked and which ones didn't, and chime in and say, you know what, you recommended this and that, this didn't help at all. Yeah. or if you found some comfort in that. I mean, I think we've all, you know, that's the whole idea here, is we're all in the same boat and learning and developing on our own kids' journey of moving up, you know? So I think it's, that was a fun one too.
It was, right. And again, I'm sorry, that was number 8 on the chart. I made a mistake there. So that was how to prepare for the next age level. So look, the next three is number 7, 6, and 5 are all episodes with guests. I'm going to read them all three. Episode 152, Emotional Endurance with Dr. Alicia Nasser. 136, Playing Top Line Hockey with Boone Nieves. And episode 120, How to Find Your Player's Process with Scott Kelsey. Makes no mistake here. So I'm looking at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the 10 episodes are guest-led episodes, which is pretty awesome because 5 of them aren't, which means that we're bringing a nice variety of topics here. But Alicia Nasser, Boone Nieves, and Scott Kelsey, I remember all three of those episodes. They were all really good. Dr. Nasser is kind of a sports psychologist for kids and pro athletes. Boone Nieves played for the New York Rangers. He has a training facility called Top Line Hockey up in New York. I've worked with him with Team Puerto Rico. Great human being. Really does a great job preparing kids in that area. And again, yeah. Scott Kelsey, another author, How to Find Your Player's Process. That was a great episode just about meeting kids where they're at, which is typically the theme of whenever we do a psychological episode within hockey. But Mike, those were, I remember each one of those, again, 5 months, 7 months, 10 months old, so from really earlier in the year.
And all three I follow on social media and follow their recommendations and what they're doing and, kind of how they're impacting the world of hockey. So and I've said this from the beginning, like I love having these guests because it's kind of like our ability to get the secret of, of their success too. And I think, one of the things we don't talk about a lot is the off camera conversations, right? And having the opportunity to meet some of these folks and just, leading up to an episode.
Right.
And there's a ton of gold nuggets in there as well.
Yeah,
but,
I agree.
But nobody else gets to hear this.
No, well, maybe we'll record some of those behind the scenes and put them out as some extra content.
Right, whatever's allowed. Well, the problem is these would be like 4-hour episodes.
Yeah, well, and who has time for that, right? So let's go up to number four here. So number four is an interesting one. So this is the youngest episode on the top 10. All right, now the reason I bring that up is that means that this got a tremendous amount of listens in a very short amount of time, right? Because as we get to the top three, those episodes have been around just a little bit longer. But I'm not surprised about this one because I remember when we put this one together that we said, okay, this is going to be a really good topic that people are going to hear about. And that episode was episode 142, How to Identify Athletic Talent at an Early Age, right? I remember putting this one together, Mike. And do you remember what the answer was? Because I remember I started this one out and I said, Mike, tell people the secret of how to identify talent at an early age. Do you remember what your answer was?
It has to be, I can't.
You can't. Yeah, that's what the answer was.
I'm still looking for the answer.
Right. We're all looking for the answer. Now, we did go on for about an hour in that one. It was a really, really good episode. Yeah. I've actually gotten a lot of emails about that one from people just kind of saying, thank you for saying that because I thought I was crazy. We get a lot of people, I do, saying, oh, I thought I was crazy. I always say, you're not crazy. You just exist in a crazy hockey environment. Right. The hockey environment, the hockey culture can be crazy. It doesn't make you crazy. Yeah. Maybe you do need to be a little crazy. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I just had a conversation with somebody. I was working on a project right now. And the person's like, oh, well, that we understand that person's crazy. And that's a hockey person. But you're crazy. Like you're a crazy hockey person. And I think we actually did an episode on that, too. Is that, I said, yeah, I am crazy. I'm a crazy hockey parent. There's no doubt about that. Right. But, try to be in a rational place when it comes back down to pushing and shoving. But yeah, no, it's great. No, that's a good one, and I think I'm glad people found it worthy of listening. But I hope they shared it, and I hope they just said, listen, you know how you keep saying that your 6-year old is destined to be in the NHL, which may be the case, but remember that it's a very, very long journey. There was just an article out. It's 2 days ago, right? The kid that's playing for Pittsburgh that never did,
Right. Not a kid. He's not a kid.
Well, that way. Well,
he's older. Yeah.
Right. Right. But I mean, just a journey that took, that's a different journey. And if he wasn't identified at 17 as an NHL player. Right. So imagine, how long it takes to identify talent.
It's true. Look, that was a really great episode, 142. Again, how to identify athletic talent. I'm going to remind everybody again, if you're listening to this, we'll put it on the Our Kids Play Hockey website in the description.
Yeah, and listen to it right before tryout season.
You should. Maybe we'll do a redux of that and do it again. And Mike, to your point, people did share that one because there was a clear jump in episode listens from number 5 to number 4. And it starts with that episode. To be fair, number 4 through number 1 really are very close. Like they interchange a lot. Number 1 has a slight advantage over number 2 and 3. But here we go. We're going to the top three now. These are the top three episodes of the year. Number three is episode number 119. This is another one, Mike, you alluded to it. How to prepare for hockey evaluations and tryouts. We recorded that in February, right around tryout season. It was a great episode. A lot of it had to do mentally with how to prepare. But also, Mike, I remember you going into some real, real wisdom, dropping a lot of gold in that episode about, you know, knowing what you're getting into and not having like pipe dreams of where you want to be, but being realistic about where you are, and that maybe trying out for 12 teams isn't the best option, right? And knowing the coaches and knowing what you're getting into. So powerful episode. I absolutely expect that episode to get more traffic again this February because it was so solid. Again, some of these are evergreen, right? They come around as you need them.
And they're not changing much. I mean, the same problems and tryouts that happened, you know, that existed 10 years ago are still the same here now today. Maybe they're a little more sophisticated, and you know, I'm at tryouts now where kids are getting gift baskets and you know, like thank
you. Are you serious? They're getting gifts?
Oh yeah, come to our tryout and you get this gift pack.
Thank goodness.
And they're getting it's like an entire, like it's almost like you're like a reward for coming to the tryout. And it's honestly, in the world that I'm in right now, it's brilliant. Like the fact that a kid gets in, you get greeted at tryouts, you get the team's hat and t-shirt, and you get like a gift bag before you're not even on the team yet.
Yeah,
you're not even on the team, and you're probably not going to be on the team. And that, we talk about that in the episode. The team was probably picked already. You're just funding those t-shirts and hats, and the four free players that are getting to play. But I think it's just like, but to me, like this is like listen to it again, dig into it, and then for evaluators and for parents, listen to it again, and then say, okay, well, how can I make this year's tryout even better? Or a better experience.
You have just given me an idea. I'm going to put it on this episode. We're going to put it up on our network. I'm going to ask our audience via poll in our Facebook group, Our Kids Play Hockey, and some other groups, what is the craziest thing that has ever happened to you in youth hockey? And we're going to compile all of those, and we're going to create a whole episode about that. And I cannot wait to watch your head explode as we read those live on the air. Gift baskets. Yeah, I was just having a conversation with some coaches last night about how hard it is to bring kids into the program because they're trying out for five teams and they wait till the last minute, and then they have allegiances to other teams and school teams, and some of it's business, some of it's not, and it's a shame. So number three, again, how to prepare for hockey evaluations and tryouts. That was episode 119. It'll be there for you all the time, every February, if you want to listen to that one. All right, we're down to the final two. Number two, second place, episode 126, The Path to College Hockey with the Hockey Think Tank, which we actually recorded last March. Hockey Think Tank, our friends over there, another gigantic hockey show that we run with in this market. That was a great one with Topher and Jeff Lavecchio. Again, we've known them for a while, just to kind of come together and join forces for that one. Really to talk about, again, Topher, the host of that show, has played college hockey. He was a captain in college hockey. He was ran a college hockey program at a very prestigious school that everyone on this show knows of. But that was a fun episode to kind of shoot the stuff with those guys on Our Kids Play Hockey.
Yeah. And those guys are awesome. They have such a great breadth of knowledge and contacts. And, you know, I think we follow around the same circles, but we often have different takes on, you know, certain pieces of the game. And it really is great. Like that. Listen, I'm like that way. If I'm listening to, you know, self-help books, or if I'm listening to a podcast on motivation or podcast on training, like you just hear from a bunch of different people and you get different perspectives, and you get little different pieces of, wow, you know, I like the way he said that, and it made more sense to me the way he described that as opposed to the way we described it, or vice versa. Like, I get that all the time. I get people that like, oh yeah, of course I listen to all of this genre. You know, is that the right word? But genre. So just genre. So I listen to all this, and it makes me a more informed and educated hockey parent. I'm like, yeah, well, that's awesome. That's what we want.
No, absolutely. I completely agree with you on that. And it was a fun episode. And again, it was really cool to have them on, because I remember, you know, when we started this, kind of seeing where they were at within the standings, and you know, again, like we're running with them right now, which is really amazing. We love those. Big shout out to the guys over at the Hockey Think Tank. Mike, We have come to the number one episode of the year. And this is the point of the episode where I tease the audience by saying, do you want to know the number one episode of the year? And then we go to commercial. No, I'm just kidding. Listen, let's just run through them real quick. Number 10 through number 2. Number 10, what youth hockey players, coaches, and parents can learn from watching the NHL playoffs. Number 9, a guidebook to youth sports with Tim Cook. Number 8, how to prepare for the next age level. Number 7, emotional endurance with Dr. Alicia Nasser. Number 6, playing top line hockey with Boone Nieves. Mm-hmm. Number 5, how to find your player's process with Scott Kelsey. Number 4, how to identify athletic talent at an early age. Number 3, how to prepare for hockey evaluations and tryouts. Number 2, the path to college hockey with the Hockey Think Tank. And that brings us, Mike, to the number one episode. I'm going to ask our producers to put a drum roll in. Mike, I love that this is the number one episode because I think it says everything about our audience and what we're trying to do here. This episode is over a year old. It was recorded in August of 2022. This is how popular this episode is. It has a large lead over the second place episode. The title of that episode, episode number 89, Three Things to Say to Your Kids Before They Step on the Ice. Yeah. It is our number one episode, I think now 2 years in a row. And I love it because, again, what that says about our audience is how much you care about your kids and how dedicated you are to being a great parent, a great leader, a great coach, a great mentor to your kids. Because in that episode, we really dive down into that it has nothing to do with scoring goals. It has nothing to do with really winning the game. It has everything to do with telling your kid, I love you no matter what happens out there. I love watching you play and put forth your best effort. Again, and I get emails all the time of, I love this episode. I just listened to this episode. So number one, episode 89, Three Things to Say to Your Kids Before They Step on the Ice.
Awesome. And it must be the most asked question or something in Google for parents, right? Like, you know, what do I say to my kids? Or, oh my God, my, you know, how do I talk to my kids? Or how do I, you know, how do I prepare my kids for the game or practice? Like, how, you know, because it's because we're all in the same boat,
right?
Especially if you never had kids, you're like your first kid. Like I was describing to my little guy, my younger son, like how lucky he was because, you know, his older brother was like a complete experiment. Like, I don't know what to do. I mean, he fell off the bed. I don't know. Is he okay? I guess. You know, should we bring him to the hospital? Now, you know, the second one's like falls down the stairs. Like, ah, come on, brush it off. Get up and go. Just like, but so that is cool. I mean, I would imagine that, and hopefully, that changes behavior, right? It changes parents' ability to breathe, look out the car window,
relax,
say, I love watching you play. Have a great day. And I hear it. Listen, I'm in locker rooms all the time, getting kids dressed. Getting my own kids dressed, you know, getting preparing for programs. And I'll tell you the one, and I'll take credit for this on because of our podcast, but I hear this all the time. I hear, you know, we heard it from, you know, Changing the Game Project. We've heard it from a number of guests that we have, like really seasoned hockey people and athletic people. And they all say it in different ways, right? And they all describe it in different contexts. But I love watching you play. Have fun, enjoy being out there, be kind, you know, and go kick somebody's ass. But just make sure you're having, you know, a great experience. And I think if you can just add that in, doesn't it help you? I mean, it helps me when I say that, it actually relaxes me.
It relaxes me totally. It's a reminder, right? It's like, okay, you got to get your own mindset and take your own anxieties out of this game. You know, Mike, I've had people come up to me at the rink, just like you're saying, hey, listen. And it wasn't even like so much, I heard this episode. It was, hey, that thing you guys said about saying, I love watching you play. That was so perfect. That's exactly what I needed to hear.
Because we do. We just forget. True. Just forget.
Yeah. It's so, and sometimes when you're rushing in, you know, get the helmet on, get out there. You know, you got to take that extra second to say it. Now, another thing about that episode, I'm pretty sure I'm going to go back and give that one a listen to myself. I'm pretty sure we also went over what not to say to your kids before they step on the ice in that episode.
That's just because I'm afraid most people are here listening to me, you know, so I gotta cover myself. But right. I think it's like, don't let that kid take your ice time. You know, get down there. Don't lose that battle.
Yeah. You know, but if I coach think sits you, you go out there anyway.
You
yeah,
go we, out we had there. A you lot don't, of don't worry, you don't worry about the 1-2-2. You play to your game. You don't worry about what he says. So I number one is I like the fact that people are listening to that. I like that people are searching for that, whether and they're finding us, which is cool. Right. But the fact that people are actually actively thinking about that and saying, what should I say to my kid? Like, I'm lost here. And then you find out and you hear it. And you're like, well, that ain't so hard. Right. that's not like pulling a fingernail out or something. This is easy. Just say, hey, I love watching you play.
Watching you play. No matter what happens out there, I love you. Give your best effort. I think we narrowed those down to the three things.
Your 16-year-old gets very uncomfortable with that now.
Well, that's why you should say it more, right? Because you're very, very 16 is your chance to embarrass them. No, look, I really love that episode because of the impact it's had and the feedback that we've had from it. But I think most importantly, knowing that our kids are hearing those messages is making an impact on them before they go on the ice, right? And every kid should feel good when they go to play hockey, right? Every kid should be feeling good when they're about to step on the ice, not feeling anxiety, not feeling too much pressure.
Yeah, and if you're a coach listening to this, you can interject that to the whole team. Yeah. Like you can step in for the parent in that case, right? Because you're in the locker room, you're the last line of defense for sanity. You know, you're the last chance for kids to step onto the ice in a positive mindset. And I think that's at the ultimate end. It's like, listen, whatever happens, guys, girls, we love watching you play. This is fun. Like, your parents should love this. This is even if they're crazy and they're throwing cones on the ice, like this is the highlight of their life. It is.
It really is.
And enjoy it. And I don't know, as you hear more and more and you talk and people say, you know, it's like, you know, gone in an instant.
Well, look, here's the deal.
Enjoy it. Enjoy the whole journey.
Yeah. Look, my kid's halfway through his youth. He's 9. I mean, I can't believe how fast that happened, right? And everything I'm told is it's only going to get faster. It's not going to get slower, right? And now, again, I'm not saying like the second he turns 18, I lose him forever. Same thing with my daughter. But, man, it's really put some perspective on it for me. You got to enjoy this. You know, here's the cool thing, Mike. Whether I'm skating or watching, I love it. And one of the things that's been amazing me lately is, you know, I'm 40 years old. I still play. I'm at the rink all the time. Right. And, you know, outside the odd having a cold or something like that. And even then, it's like, man, I still love this. I love it. I love being on the ice. It has never waned for me in terms of my passion. So I don't want to rob anybody of that. And here's the deal. Most of us that feel anxiety at the rinks still feel the love for the game. We just kind of have to compartmentalize it a little bit when it happens. So it's a great reminder. And Mike, I think the point you just made is so huge. Why wouldn't you, as a coach, at any level, be saying, hey, and this is how I would word it, I love watching our team play when we work hard. That's how I would say it, right? Because I don't want them to think, if you guys are lazy and play horrible today, I love that. I don't love that as a coach. But I love it as a coach. I love watching this team work together when we work together. I think it's a great message.
You don't think that these NHL coaches are saying that to their players when there's dad weekend or mom weekend or parents weekend, they're sitting in the locker room like, hey, just remember, when you walk on the ice, your parents are all here. They love watching you play. Like, they're here to see you. Right. That's at the highest level. These are multimillionaires, you know, going out there and playing in front of their mom and dad. And yeah. That's sport. That's what it is. I mean, that's where, you know, whether you played well or not, or was on the, you know, scored the game winning goal or let the game winning goal up, it's all part of the growth process and the journey. And we have to have that. And you have to say it to yourself in order for it to be true. Like, you have to remind yourself that it is a long, long slogging journey. And it can go great and it could go poorly. It could go poorly for a long time. But the light is, you know, you get to watch your kids do something that you like, or you get to do something and see the joy in what they like. Maybe you don't like it. Maybe you don't like hockey. Maybe you don't like 5 a.m. practices and cold drinks and crappy coffee and stale donuts.
I call the coffee mud when it's bad. Give me some mud.
Yeah, well, mud water. I think that's actually
like some. Right? Give me some of that mud.
Yeah, and I think that's great. That's really cool. That's a really high, hitting episode, and it continues to get listens even after a year or two.
I'm going to say it's the only episode on the list, not from this year, right? So that tells you something about the power of that episode, right? Absolutely, Mike. So again, three things to say to your kids before they step on the ice. Episode 89. Still our most popular episode ever. Now, before we close this out, I got a couple more stats and thank yous for the audience. You'll want to hear this. So this is a really cool stat. And this is one of the things I love about our show. When we set out to do this show, we wanted to craft every episode in a way that it could really be listened to forever, right? There's very few episodes that we've done, Mike, that are like, okay, this is only relevant for this month, or this time period, right? So this is a really cool stat. Except for four episodes, and we've done over 200 episodes. I don't even know if you know that, Mike. Except for four episodes, every episode we've ever recorded to has been listened to at least once in the last 30 days. All right? And check this out. All 200-plus episodes, every episode we've ever recorded has been listened to at least once in the last 90 days. That is an amazing stat. Most episodes, for those of you who don't know podcasting, most of them kind of die on the vine 2 or 3 weeks after they're recorded because, they're relevant. Like, you wouldn't listen to an NFL podcast from 3 years ago about week 17, right? So it's not relevant anymore. So that is a testament to you, the audience, that not only are you listening to the show, but you're finding old episodes from the show and most likely sharing those episodes with people in times of need. Or, as Mike said earlier, you need an answer and you're searching and we're popping up and you're giving us your trust and listening. But every episode we've ever recorded in the last 90 days has been listened to. I don't know what to say to that except thank you to all of you out there listening. Also should mention that in the last year, Our Kids Play Hockey expanded. Again, we have Our Kids Play Goalie now, which is our monthly goaltending show, which is for all audiences as well. We launched the Ride to the Rink, our little micro show, which we're getting a tremendous amount of feedback from the parents. Again, I think a lot of the reasons those are not on the top 10 is because we launched them kind of mid-year. And Ride to the Rink, I've had so many of you come up to me and say, wow, it's so perfect for the kids. It's exactly the amount of time that they have the attention span for. You know, we listen to it, and then this is my favorite thing that I hear. And then we discuss it on the way to the rink, not the way from the rink, because the car ride home is not for coaching, right? But Ride to the Rink. And Our Kids Play Goalie. And then on top of that, recently we launched the Wraparound Roundtable, Mike, where we're celebrating other small independent businesses and companies within the hockey realm, which you have all gravitated to as we do those giveaways every week. I'm not going to lie to you, Mike. We were a little nervous about that show when we launched it because we didn't want people to think, we're soliciting or anything like that. But I'm getting feedback on those. Like, wow, it's so great to hear from these family-owned hockey companies. Right. I'm sure the giveaways help as well, if you haven't heard those. But people are really enjoying those as well. So, again, Ride to the Rink, Wraparound Roundtable, and Our Kids Play Goalie, all new to the Our Kids Play Hockey Network, as we're calling it, in the past year. So, tremendous growth. I can't wait for 2024, Mike. I mean, it's just been really, really cool to see how this has grown.
Yeah, I didn't realize there'd be so much math on this episode. But I think it's like it's
hockey math. It's hockey math. Yeah.
It's a lot to take in. There's a lot of stats.
We do more geometry in hockey than actual arithmetic, but that's why I printed everything out because I can't do this stuff on my own.
But I think that's awesome. I think it's more the listeners are the listening audience is great, and I say this. I think every episode we're on, I probably hear back and get feedback from just as many people back to me about the conversations we have on the air here, and it just opens up a whole other avenue of meeting different hockey people and coaching and mostly parents. I think mostly parents are the ones reaching out being, hey, I heard this. And what would you think about that? Now that's a slippery slope, right? I mean, there's only so much time you can answer. That's why the podcasting is so great for me. Cause you can kind of broadly answer a lot of questions all in one
sitting. You can share it too. You can say, I recorded this.
Yeah. Cause if you have an issue, right. If you're a parent of a 9-year-old and have an issue, most likely hundreds of people have that same issue. It's not like the first time it's ever come up, like, oh, I have a, I have an offensive rushing defenseman, and the coaches don't like that, or what do I do? I'm like, yeah, well, everybody, first of all, people love that, I guess. But secondly, it's just everybody, a lot of people out there have the same issues. Right. And I think as a hockey director, like in my past life, you know, you almost listen to people and say, well, no, this is nothing new. This happens all the time. This is every weekend is the same question, right? So this is a great way to answer that. And you know, I think anybody that listens to the show that takes the time to send a message or write a note or to send a text message, great. We're more than happy to answer
those.
That's
what we want. Yeah.
Because now that interaction probably means that there's other people in the same boat as you.
Right. Well, and Mike, to your point, I'm sure you're experiencing this too. I can't tell you how many emails, messages, phone calls, and in-person meetings start with some variation of, tell me if I'm crazy, but that's kind of how they always start with the conversation. Tell me if this is crazy, but
tell me if you think this is crazy. Is this crazy?
Listen, just so everybody listening here, if you have any questions like Mike just talked about, you can email us at team@ourkidsplayhockey.com. You can submit written audio if you want us to share it on the show. We've had a few of those this year. I've really enjoyed those. Yeah. You can always DM us online if you can find us. And of course, that Facebook community, Our Kids Play Hockey, which grows dramatically every week right now. We got a lot of people coming into that group. The conversations can continue there. Or you can just anonymously, which I love, post a question. And we understand the need for anonymity. No, we understand for you the need for you to not let people know who you are. You know what word I was trying to say, right? You can go in there and anonymously, there it was, ask a question. Anonymity. That's the word I was looking for. Okay.
Great, though. Do more of that. More of that. And I could, it's more fuel for the fire. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, really, I'm going to really say it great. Too. Mike, as we said it before, we have plenty of topics you and I want to talk about. But at the end of the day, we serve you, the listener. And it's on you to have to, it's not on you. We would love for you to tell us more topics that you want us to discuss. And above all, look, before I close this out, I really sincerely want to thank you for your trust in us as listeners in the conversations that we're creating. You know, we are experts in the field, Mike, but at the same time, we're just two people, right? And I think that the real way through any environment with a group of people is conversations and community and making sure that you're just talking things out in hopefully a respectful way, which doesn't always happen in hockey, yeah. Right? So I think that that's been great. New shows, a lot of listens on all those shows. I cannot believe I'm going to say it again that on all the six continents, and I wouldn't be surprised if we have a listen in Antarctica when someone visited there. Global audience, so proud to represent the hockey community with all of you, with the podcast, with our book, When Hockey Stops, available everywhere now. I have to say it like that, right? And some of the other products we have coming for 2024. So as we always say, we're with you every week. Every week of the year, we've done well over 52 episodes this year. Last year, we did exactly 52. We'll have to look up how many we did because it's probably in the hundreds. Mike, I've got one more surprise for you. Are you ready for that one more surprise? Actually, it's a surprise for the entire audience.
Oh, well, I don't feel so special now, but yes, let's hear it.
Well, I want you to feel special. Okay, let me, right. Mike, one more surprise. Here it is.
Hello, boys.
Mike, Christy's back.
I love it. We missed her.
Yeah, we did miss you, Christy.
I missed you guys.
It's so great to see you. So that's the surprise for everybody listening. Christy is back. She's going to join us throughout the year here. The band is back together. We can continue.
Band is back together.
All right.
That's
we thought we were good being in the top 10, but now that Christy's back, we will remain in the top 10. So
the smart host is back. Thank God.
Yeah, Chris, let's be honest. You do keep us pretty balanced here. There's just there's a lot of man talk.
Well, you know, once in a while I get a little emotional too. So I got to have that thrown in too to make it work. So
right. No.
The secret sauce.
You make the show. You complete Lee. That's what you say. It's just like that. You nice. Complete us. So it's great to have you back. So for those of you listening, that's how we're going to end the episode. Nice little holiday surprise there to end the year. And remember, you can listen to all of the episodes we've done this year, all the top 10, all the ones we talked about in this episode at ourkidsplayhockey.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you would like to give us a little gift, Christy being back is the biggest gift, but please give us that 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're listening. But without further ado, wanted to wish you all a wonderful, happy new year. Hope you had a wonderful December and holiday, and we will see you as you continue on your hockey journey into January. Take care, everybody. We hope you enjoyed this edition of Our Kids Play Hockey. Make sure to like and subscribe right now if you found value wherever you're listening, whether it's a podcast network, a social media network, or our website, ourkidsplayhockey.com. Also, make sure to check out our children's book, When Hockey Stops, at whenhockeystops.com. It's a book that helps children deal with adversity in the game and in life. We're very proud of it. But thanks so much for listening to this edition of Our Kids Play Hockey, and we'll see you on the next episode.